भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नस्तप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत
सेवया
भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 7, entitled Further Inquiries by Vidura. Text number 35. Yena,
Yena
va,
va
Bhagavans
tusyed
Dharma Yonir
Janardanaha
Samprasidati
va
yesham
etad
akyahi me anagha yena va bhagavan stushyed
yena va bhagavan stushyed
Dharma Yonir Janardanaha
Dharma Yonir Janardanaha
Dharma Yonir Janardanaha
Dharma Yonir Janardanaha
Samprasidati Vayesham
Samprasidati Vayesham
Samprasidati Vayesham
Samprasidati Vayesham
Etad Akyahi Menaga
Etad Akyahi Menaga
Etadakyahi menaga.
Etadakyahi menaga.
Yena va bhagavan stushyed.
Yena va bhagavan stushyed.
Dharma yonir janardanaha.
Dharma yonir janardanaha.
Samprasidati vayesham.
Samprasidati vayesham.
Etadakyahi menaga. Yena,
by which,
va,
either.
Some people say either. I don't. Either. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead,
tushyet,
is satisfied.
Dharma yonihi.
The father of all religion,
Janardanaha,
the controller of all living beings,
Samprasidati,
completely satisfied,
va,
either,
or,
yesham,
of those,
etat,
All these.
Akyahi.
Kindly describe.
May.
Unto me.
Anagha.
O sinless one.
Translation. O sinless one, because the personality of Godhead, the controller of all living entities, is the father of all religion, and all those who are candidates for religious activities
kindly describe how he can be completely satisfied. Responsively, please repeat. O sinless one.
O sinless one.
Because the personality of Godhead.
Because the personality of Godhead.
The controller of all living entities.
The controller of all living entities.
Is the father of all religion.
Is the father of all religion.
And all those who are candidates.
And all those who are candidates.
For religious activities.
For religious activities.
Kindly describe how he can be completely satisfied.
Kindly describe how he can be completely satisfied.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. All religious activities are meant ultimately to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is the father of all religious principles. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 7:16, four kinds of pious men, the needy, the distressed, the enlightened, and the inquisitive, approach the Lord in devotional service. And their devotion is mixed with material affection. But above them are the pure devotees whose devotion is not tainted by any material tinges of fruitive work or speculative knowledge. Those who are only miscreants throughout their lives are compared to demons. Bhagavad Gita 7:15. They are bereft of all knowledge in spite of any academic, educational career they may pursue. Such miscreants are never candidates for satisfying the Lord. Yenava bhagavangstu shed dharma yonir janardana samprasidati vayesham itad akyahimenaga. O sinless one, because the personality of Godhead, the controller of all living entities, is the father of all religion and all those who are candidates for religious activities, kindly describe how he can be completely satisfied. So, Vidura is certainly sinless, and he's associating with Maitreya Muni, who is also certainly free from any kind of impure thought, what to speak of impure activities. He's completely pure from any negative or material thoughts. We would like to come to that platform, but we have been engaged in material activities for such a long time that we have become conditioned. We falsely identify the self with the body, and as such, we pursue activities that will help us to enjoy the body. This is natural. If you think you are the body, then you will become happy by gratifying the senses of the body. So, the very first mistake of the living being in the material world is called ahankar, or false ego, that I am the body or I am something in relationship to the bahiranga shakti, the external energy of God. So the only way we can remedy our situation, the only way we can cure our skin disease. The only way we can tolerate the miseries of the material world is to come to our original consciousness that I am a pure spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. And my constitutional position is to engage in his devotional service. And devotional service means, devotional service is described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur very nicely, Manasa deho geho yo kichu mor arpilo tua paden nanda kishore. My mind, my body, my griha, everything in my possession, I surrender at the lotus feet of Nanda Kishore. So, of course, in general, if we're giving ear darshan to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, eye darshan is inferior. Srila Prabhupada told us in Bombay that if people are seeing the deities, but they do not hear the holy name of Krishna, then their activities are much diminished, their pious credit. So, if you notice in his life, in his preaching, when the deity doors opened, he practically didn't even... Of course, he said, you can go like this, but I've seen situations where devotees stop the class and everybody bows down. Prabhupada didn't even go like this most of the time that I saw. He just kept on speaking and we kept on hearing. Because you're already giving ear darshan to the transcendental name, Dibyanam, an avriti shabdat. By sound you will be freed. Of course, the deities help us to purify our lives, but they're also enjoying transcendental sound. When Srimad Bhagavatam is being spoken, Krishna is pleased. So this is a Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantakstoya Bhadrani Vidunoti Suhrit Satam. This is prescribed by Krishna, that we should hear and chant the glories, his glories. And so he's already pleased by our activity. So there are, and the problem is that if we break our train of thought by such interruptions, then we may lose track. And I've heard Srila Prabhupada in discussions, even in classes, but more rare, but especially in discussions, room discussions or whatever, if somebody comes in and Srila Prabhupada's speaking on a subject and someone comes in and makes a little bit of a commotion, not disturbance exactly, but, you know, Prabhupada has to say, aye, come, come, baiti, sit down. Then when he gets back to talking again, he's on a little bit different track. He does it on a little bit different angle than what he was speaking previously. Or it takes him time to come back. So our need is to associate with sinless people and to engage in uttar prashna, questions and answers, pari prashnena sevaya, to render some devotional service or to supplicate or to draw out from anyone, really, because Vaishnavas are kalpavrikha, they are desire trees. And every Vaishnava has got a storehouse of treasure, of nectarian
thoughts in relationship to Krishna. But they have to be drawn out. And when I say every Vaishnava, I mean, I'm including in a general way every sadhaka. And, of course, we're trying to become sadhakas, so not even Vaishnavas. But still, everyone who has, to some degree or another, rejected the material world, he has got a lot of realizations because it is a big decision. So the art is how to associate and how to engage in Krishna Katha in such a way that Krishna appears in that place. Naham tishtami vaikunte yoginam hridaye shuva. Narad Muni is explaining that the Lord is not in Vaikuntha. The Lord is not in the hearts of yoginam hridaye shuva. I'm not in the hearts of great yogis. Where are you? I am in that place where my devotees are engaged in chanting my glories. That is our desire, ultimately, to associate with Krishna. But we have a lot of conditioning to overcome. And there is always the possibility, being kaccha. There are two things, pakka and kaccha. Pakka means ripe. Kaccha means unripe. So we are slightly kaccha. When a fruit is unripe, it's not so tasty. And you can even get sick from it, maybe unripe fruits. So, or even kaccha refers to food, just like the other day in Bodhisattva, somebody cooked some rice and it was only half cooked. And such unripe, uncooked food may be good for digesting the stones in your stomach, but if you have weak digestion, then it'll make you sick. It's not proper to, unless you're a great yogi. Of course, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, following Gaur Kishore, he wouldn't even cook his rice, so I'm told. He would soak it in a skull of an animal, fill the skull head, some dead cow or something, fill it half full of water, and then put in some rice, leave it overnight, and throw it on the floor and eat it. But that is not what Prabhupada instructed us to do. I was listening to one discussion in Hyderabad, and Mahamsa Swami, had a farm there, 600 acres in Medchal, which is just outside of Hyderabad. And Prabhupada was very enthusiastic to develop that project, and the person who was going to do that along with Mahamsa was Tejas Das, who's also connected now, I understand, with this project. So Prabhupada wanted the local people to come and appreciate. Well, actually, the discussion, as I remember, was in the city temple. But anyway, what had happened was Mahamsa had hired one cook who was actually just a street sweeper, practically. He was not much above that. But because he kept a bead bag and went nix, nix, round, round, nix, nix, round, round, and didn't take much salary, Mahamsa was very impressed with him, or at least saw an opportunity to spend less money and get the work done. But Srila Prabhupada tasted the food cooked by that man that was being distributed to the public. Oh, my God. I can tell you when Prabhupada got angry. It wasn't for 2 minutes or 5 minutes. For days he would chastise you in front of others. He would be on your case. If you were in a leadership position and you did some nonsense, he would not let you forget about it. Probably one of the most chastised persons in ISKCON was Tamal Krishna Goswami. Nobody knows that, but Prabhupada burned him. He put him through the fire to make him steal. So, and I know about a number of his mistakes, and Prabhupada for weeks he would life members would come in, and he would call Tamal Krishna into his room, and he would say, "This is Tamal Krishna. He canceled the sales agreement for our land, and he's the biggest nonsense, and I have to depend on rascals like him." So anyway, Prabhupada was frying Mahamsa that this food is fit for dogs. Even dogs can't eat it, and you're serving it to the public. And it went on and on and on like that. So, of course, we have to be careful that we are conscious. Krishna consciousness means to be conscious of how we are doing things. And our past background is Chandala, lowest of the low. And even some people were educated. But the Bhagavad Gita, the author of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna or Vyasadeva, not impressed by such education. He says, Namam Duskritina Mudha. He calls us Duskritis. Kriti means someone who does meritorious work or pious activity or in good work. But a Duskriti is someone who he may be engaged in some meritorious work, but by mundane calculation, but it's in the wrong direction. It is all for nothing. It's Srama Eva Hi Kevalam, simply useless waste of time. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna calls such persons rascals and fools, mudha. Prabhupada would sometimes use the English word rascal. And people say, "Why are you saying rascal?" And Prabhupada say, "I'm not saying rascal. Bhagavad Gita is saying. I'm simply repeating Bhagavad Gita." Mudha, donkey, ass. So someone may say, "Well, he has got PhD." But Bhagavad Gita says, "Maya aparita jnana." Aparita means his knowledge, jnana, is stolen by illusion. He's covered. His intelligence is covered. Although he has studied so many years, perhaps 20 years in school, but he cannot see a very simple thing, that there is the Supreme Lord, there is his energy, and there are the jiva souls. He cannot see. He's pasyana pina pasyati, although he has eyes, but they're like peacock's eyes, feathers of a peacock. You see beautiful eyes on the peacock feather? Oh, what beautiful eyes. But they're not seeing anything. So such foolish people, somehow their intelligence is stolen by illusion. Asuram bhavam ashrita, and they take shelter of demoniac ideas for their own aggrandizement, for their own enjoyment, for their own pleasure. And we see that their activities put everyone else in the world into distress. They create activities, they create a path of exploitation. And therefore you have cheaters and the cheated. So, but in the Bhagavad Gita, that's 7:15, and 7:16 is Chaturvidha Vajante Mam Jana Sukritino Arjuna. Besides the Duskritis, there are the Sukritis. Su means good. So there are four kinds of persons, Chaturvidha. Four kinds of persons who engage in pious work, who have pious tendencies. Chaturarthati jigyasur gyani cha bhartashaba. There's the artha, and there are two words here, you have to be careful. One is artha, and the other is artha. So, artha means someone who is in distress. So he's one kind of person. He's crushed by the material energy, and he does not know where to turn, but somehow or other he gets the good fortune, agyata sukriti, he gets inconceivable mercy, he comes in contact with a person who points him in the direction of Krishna. Although he's in distress, but he's able to somehow come to Krishna. That's the greater majority of people, and that is us also. Most of us came because of the weight of confusion and ignorance in material society. And no one was giving us any answers. And somehow or other, who can say why? But we were given an opportunity to associate with Srila Prabhupada through his books and tapes and lectures and temples and even devotees. And our lives, we were saved. Our omagyan timirandasya, our darkness was destroyed. Our eyes were opened. At least we know the path. At least we have some little knowledge. Now it is up to us to choose whether we want to walk the path. We want to walk on the path, or we want to waste our time. Even though our eyes have been opened, but we're weak. We're weak. But we have to keep trying. And then there is Artharti. Artha means economic development. There are people, believe it or not, who approach God so they can increase their material wealth. They actually think that if I just go to the church and go to the temple and offer some donation, then God will be pleased and he'll make my business grow and grow, and then I'll enjoy like anything. So that's like the woman who had the bundle of wood on her head in the forest, and it fell all over the forest. It was late at night. She didn't know what to do. She'd heard if you call upon the name of Govinda. So she did, and Govinda appeared. What do you want? Please put the bundle of wood back on my head. So she could have asked for eternal life. She could have asked for transcendental knowledge. She could have asked for ananda, unlimited happiness. Instead, she asked to put the bundle of wood back on her head. So that's our stupidity, that we approach God for wealth or for relief from our material suffering, but we really should be asking him to give us devotional service. All the great devotees, that's all they ask. Swamin kritartosmi varam nayatse. Dhruva Maharaj said, I've been looking for pieces of broken glass. You're a jewel. You're a gem. If I can just have you, my life is perfect. And here I've been looking for broken glass in comparison. I want a kingdom. I want to be powerful. I want to have many subjects. I want to have dominion. I'm a fool. So great devotees, they see that. Sanatan Goswami, Vaishnav K. What am I? Who am I? People call me learned, but I don't even know that I'm not the body. So what is my knowledge? And there are people who actually are in search of knowledge. And there are people who are just inquisitive, lucky. So these people have mixed devotion. That surely they are interested in serving God. There's no doubt about that. They're much better than the demons. They have a little faith to approach God. Anyone who walks in our building, anyone who comes in contact with the devotees and is even a little bit pleasant or appreciates the work of the devotees, that person has a little faith. So we should fan that spark in every case. It's our duty. We will become perfect by doing our duty now that we have received diksha and siksha. We have to pass the pariksha, the test, to spread this knowledge, to distribute it. So Vidura is asking Maitreya Muni about Krishna, because Krishna is Parameshwar. He's the Supreme Controller, Ishvara, Parama Krishna. He's controlling all living entities. Yantra, Rudani, Mayaya, he's directing the wanderings. Brahmayan, Sarva Bhutani. Sarva Bhutani means all living beings, not only human beings, but Bhutani refers to animals also. So Krishna is directing everything, both moving and non-moving. Isha avasyam idam sarvam. Avasyam. Isha avasyam. He's the supreme controller, and he's controlling all living beings. Idam sarvam. So moving or non-moving. So he's certainly worthy of our respect and worship, and we have to know more about him. We have inquisitiveness, but we tend to inquire. Inquisitiveness means we inquire about mundane things, which are going to take place anyway. Sukham indriyakam daitya deha yogena dehinam sarvatra labhyate daivad yatha dukham ayatnata. Prahlad Maharaj explained so nicely. He's a young boy, 5 years old. He's got no worries. He says, just like you get suffering without trying for it, you'll get the opposite side, pleasure. Just like you get loss, you'll get profit. It's coming automatically. So don't invest your energy, your valuable human energy, after something that's going to happen anyway. You know, just like people celebrate their birthday as if it was some kind of accomplishment. Hey, you were going to get to that birthday anyway. What's the big deal? Everything in the material world is going on by Krishna's arrangement, not ours. If we were the doers, then we could take some credit also. But Krishna says, Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasya. Everything is going on by my arrangement, by the modes of nature, and Krishna's guneshwar. Everything is going on by his arrangement. If we think I am the doer, that is the biggest ignorance. Kartaham, I'm the karta. Oh, that is mudha, again, mudha consciousness. So, we have to accept Krishna's dominion. He's the supreme controller. He's the father of all religion. He explains in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharman parityaja. You give up all religious activities. You just surrender to me. Because why? Vasudeva para paro dharma is the goal
of practicing.
Jivasya tatta jigyasa. The purpose of human life is to inquire knowledge about God. Dharmasya hi apavargasya nartho rutaya upakalpate dharmasya nartha kantasya kamulabhaya ishmataha. Whatever we do in devotional service is not for our sense gratification, and we must somehow or other kick out this kaitava mentality, cheating mentality. Somehow, and it takes time, but we have to perform devotional service for pure motives. Our motives are often contaminated, and we get distracted. But we have to do things ahaituki, without any motive. This will satisfy, supersede it. This will actually bring us satisfaction. The atma superseded thee, the same word, superseded thee. Here's some preceded thee, superseded thee, same business, completely satisfied. And this is the only thing, is this ahaituki bhakti. Ahaituki apratya. Apratyata means it doesn't matter what happens. The whole world may reject Krishna, but I will go on serving. Even if I'm in jail, I'll go on serving in my mind. That's the kind of commitment that we have to make to achieve perfection. If you're satisfied with imperfection, that's what you'll get. You'll get some kind of thing by practicing devotional service in its kacha stage. But if you want to become ripe, if you want to enjoy the blessings of immortality, then you have to be prepared. Sarva dharman paripeja mam ekam. Only me. It appears that Krishna is a jealous lover. He wants our love only. No, he doesn't share with anybody else. Yasmin vigyatam sarvam evam vigyatam bhavati. We have to surrender fully to Krishna. Then you get everything, but you have to have faith to give that much. Krishna even says that he promises that I will free you from all karmic reaction. I will free you from all. Don't worry. I will take care of you. It's my promise. My devotee shall never be vanquished. Name bhakta pranashati. So, all those who are candidates for religious activities, Krishna's their father also. Ultimately, if you practice devotional service, you will be protected by Krishna. It doesn't matter who the hell the GBC is, or the temple president is, or any kind of politics. It does not matter. If you're sincere to serve Krishna, Krishna will protect you, and you will be successful. So we want good politics. We want community. We want love and relationship between devotees. We want Vaishnav Sangha. We want so many things. But our devotional service is not dependent on that. If it is achieved, it is a nice offering to Srila Prabhupada. Next year is Srila Prabhupada's 108th birth anniversary year. So it's an auspicious time to offer him something. So we will offer him the beginning of a project which he wanted, the Panchatattva temple. Temple of Vedic Planetarium. And we will install those deities, and I hope you all can come for the installation. once when actually Prabhupada was encouraging devotees to come for the Mayapur festival, and the president, some of them leaders, they complained to Prabhupada, we can't afford to send all the devotees. And Prabhupada, in his usual candid criticism, said, well, you afford to eat, don't you? You afford to have some place to sleep, don't you? You make arrangements, and somehow I'll come. But, all right, maybe it may not be possible, but whoever can come should definitely try for this event. It's very special on February 23rd. We'll try to make an offering to Srila Prabhupada. And, of course, that is not all. It'll take time to build the temple. And during that period, we hope that we'll make progress in our community relations, especially in Mayapur. So today is also, apart from being Ekadasi, it is the disappearance days of Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Three heavyweights in our line. So if you want to die, today's a good day to disappear.
Auspicious.
And maybe we'll talk a little later in the evening about something about Raghunath Das. What can be said about Raghunath Das? He is our... There's a verse in the... Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which explains that Raghunath Das Goswami is our role model. He's our goal in renunciation. We will never achieve the renunciation that Raghunath Das Goswami achieved, but we will go in that direction, not artificially, but the more we can renounce the material world, both actually and in the mind, the closer we can come to the example of Raghunath Das, the more likelihood there is that Radharamani will come and hold her shawl over our heads, that Radharani will personally protect us, as she did with Raghunath Das. And Raghunath Bhatta Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashto Vijayate. He was born in a very learned family. And in fact, as a child, he had the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And very learned scholar. He also came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Surrendered. And of course, Krishna Das Kaviraj. Without Krishna Das Kaviraj, we would hardly know who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, there's Lochan Das Thakur, and there is the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur. Lochan Das Thakur wrote Chaitanya Mangal. Chaitanya Charitamrita was originally also called Chaitanya Mangal. But anyway, the names were shifted around into Tibet. And so Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangal, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And by the way, it's not Chaitanya Charitamrita. Rita is a girl who lives in South America, but it's Amrita. Charitamrita, nectar. It's Amrit, nectar. And another point is that we should always have the greatest respect for Sri Sri Gaur Nitai. Therefore, His divine grace healed Prabhupada. Therefore, we should never have our backs to the deities or to Srila Prabhupada. How can we organize that? Well, we sit sideways. And if you ever come in contact with any devotees who were there in the original days, we even chanted and danced in the temple. Women on one side, men on the other, and we were like looking at each other. We were sideways, and we were sideways. But we would not have our backs, because Prabhupada was right there, and it would have been insulting to turn our backs to him. And you can't be, it's right there in the nectar of devotion. One should not turn one's back to the deity. So he is our deity also. So these are little things. And of course, I keep on saying them year after year after year, and nobody listens, but that's all right. I'll go on saying them. Okay, are there any questions, comments? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.